experience in academic program that will consider advanced clinical exam design to prepare you for success in your professional practice. Visit Conflict.edu to learn more.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0. Heads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on an overcast Thursday night. And game three of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Dunedin Blue Jays. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up to our 7:05 p.m. first pitch here on this Thursday night. Daytona has taken the first two games of this six-game series, a 2-0 shutout win on Tuesday. Last night, a 7-5 triumph over Dunedin, even though the Tortugas were held to just two hits in the ballgame. The two hits, a two-run double by Ruben Ibarra in the bottom of the first, and then Braylon Meunier hit a solo home run for some insurance in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Daytona's big frame last night, a three-run fifth to take the lead for good, despite not picking up a single base hit in that inning. The fewest hits ever since the franchise rebranded to the Tortugas in 2015, in which they won the ball game. Previous high watermark had been three, last done 4 years ago in August of 2018. Sam Benscooter will make the start tonight, 2-1 with a 4.05 ERA. He'll go up against the Cuban left-hander Kendry Rojas, 2-1 with a 4.91 ERA. Daytona did make a roster move earlier today. Danny Lantigua was cut last night after the ball game by the Reds organization. And yes, this is his, this is not a joke. Outfielder Fidel Castro from the Dominican has joined the Tortugas roster. 23-year-old outfielder hit over 300 last summer in the ACL. We'll take a break when we come back. Yesterday, before the game, we had a chance to sit down with second baseman Tyler Callahan about his return to Daytona Beach, hitting a home run in his first at-bat and that long journey back from Tommy John surgery. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Daytona and Dunedin, game 3 of 6, coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here at the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside one of the top young players in the Red system. That is second baseman Tyler Callahan. Tyler, it's been a long journey for you back here to Daytona Beach from last year to now. How does it feel to be back healthy and back in the lineup doing your thing?
It feels great. Just like I never left, back at it, put in the work throughout last year, and it feels like it's finally paying off, getting back out here, doing what I love. So.
How special was that for you yesterday, your first at-bat back in almost a full year, and you go and clock a two-run homer around the left field pole? It's the only two runs scored in the ball game for a shutout victory. How did it feel off the bat, and did you think that was going to stay fair around the pole?
Oh, it felt great. It felt like everything I've been working for, like, all came together right at one time, and right when I hit it, I was like, I knew I had the chance to be out of here, and then as soon as I hit it, I was like, ooh, that's probably going to slice foul because, you know, left-handed slicing. So I thought I was going to slice foul, and it ended up staying fair, and I was pretty pumped. I got to see my family up in the stands while I hit it, so it was really cool. Cool experience.
What did that mean to you to have them in the stands to see that come off your bat, your first at-bat back?
Just because everybody knows that the rehab process is all a grind, but, like, those are the people that are really in it with me, and they understand what I went through the past year, what I was doing to try to get myself to be able to do something like that when I came back. And those are the people that just, like, understand what I've been through. And to have them there for me and understand, and, like, I knew that they appreciated it and enjoyed the same excitement I did it when I hit it. So
one of the other great things about the game yesterday is you got plenty of chances at second base as well, your first game back after Tommy John surgery. How did it feel getting so many ground balls, especially early, and, you know, just doing your thing and being able to do that successfully without any problems?
It was amazing. Oh my gosh, like, so much more fun being back out in the field, being able to make plays, being able to help the team out whatever way. And so being able to get those balls early like that, it definitely was almost like a load off, like, yeah, we're here, like, this is real, there's fans, there's at a stadium, the energy's there, and then I'm actually being able to make plays now, so it was really fun.
Everyone talks about Tommy John surgery when it's in relation to pitchers and things like that and the different rehab processes for them. What was the rehab process like for you coming back over the course of the last year?
Yeah, so it was definitely a grind. A little bit earlier than pitchers because I didn't have to do my bullpen, mound work progression, stuff like that. And it was mainly just fielding progression once I got the ability to throw after several months, working on my shoulder strength, arm strength, overall the muscles and ligaments to help your body throw, and so I can take a little bit of load off on my elbow. And the rehab was fun. It was a grind being in there every single day, doing the same thing every day. It kind of gets monotonous, but you got to know that you're in there for an outcome and an end result. And so being able to do all that, go through my progressions, turning double plays, throwing on the run, and finally be able to work up to back, being able to play in the game, it was just, it all seems like I did what I needed to do, and now my arm feels great. So
there's a lot of great people out in Arizona, particularly on the rehab side of thing for the Reds organization. I've heard so many great things from other players over the last couple of years. What was it like for you working with the people out there in Arizona, and how did they help make that experience, which can be, like you said, monotonous and, you know, a grind out there every single day? How did they help you, you know, get ready?
Those guys and ladies, then I would not be where I am right now mentally or physically, because like I said, it was very monotonous, but it's not one of those things that you dread going into the field, because the people that surround you, the coaches, the staff, the other players in rehab, for everybody to be there just with the common goal of making yourself healthy, getting you better, getting you back into shape, getting you ready to play, like, the environment was so special because it was fun. Like, we made names for ourselves, we made t-shirts for ourselves, we called ourselves the Rehab Dogs, we made it like a sense of entitlement to be able to be in rehab. I know it's always like a negative connotation when you're talking rehab, but for them to be able to kind of turn that around and make it not like, oh, we're all sitting here hurt, not playing. It's like, wow, we're all grinding to be able to go back and play the game we love. And to have that atmosphere with everybody with the common goal was just incredible.
How do you think that's going to help you in the long run? I mean, that's such a huge thing to be able to find the positive, to find the joy in the tough moments in life, whether it's professionally or personally. Do you think that's going to help you in the long run to, you know, see how you were able to endure that and come out of it better?
No doubt, yeah. So everybody likes to talk about the physical attributes that rehab takes a toll on, but I would say mainly it's the mental part. Whether you go out to Arizona, you go into the field for a few hours, get your rehab done, and then you're alone. Like, you're at your apartment, you might have a roommate, but it's understanding that you're going to be watching other teams play, your buddies play, everybody, and you're rooting for the best of them because you know that they want you back out there too. They want you there, and everybody is working to get you back out there. And so that kind of helps your mental state. It's like, yeah, I can do this. Everybody wants me to do this. Everybody's helping me do this so I can get back out there with myself.
One of the other great parts about that is a lot of the guys you were rehabbing with last year are back out at affiliate ball. A bunch of them are on this Daytona roster. Tanner Cooper starting on Wednesday was out there. Luis May. I mean, there's unfortunately too many names to list there, but what's it like being able to be around that same group of guys that you were rehabbing with, or at least a group of them from last year, back out in affiliate doing, you know, last August?
Oh yeah, there's a great sense of camaraderie, especially among us rehab dogs. Like I said, Coop, May, Jamal O'Gwin had the same surgery I did around like 2 weeks before me. So me and him have kind of just been together through the long haul. Every single day, me and him were doing the same thing. We developed a really close friendship. He was newly drafted this past offseason, just signed this past offseason. I had no idea who he was, but we clicked right away. We were able to get through the process together. If we had questions about our arm, like, we would just talk to each other. Hey, do you feel this? Hey, do you feel that? And he was just a big help to me along the way, and same with all of those other guys. So it's really nice to be back out there with them.
One final question for you, Tyler. One of the big differences from this year, from your first two real minor league seasons in 19 and 21, it has been the fact that the Reds and the affiliates have been paying and getting you set up with your housing, not something that you had to figure out yourself coming into town late or last year leaving town trying to figure out things. How has that helped you so far getting acclimated here in Daytona to know that, you know, that part of the game, that part of your life as a ball player is being taken care of?
Oh, it's so much better than you can even put into words. Like, you wouldn't understand the toll it really takes on a player to try to find their own housing, because the leases, the moving up and down, the leaving whenever, it's honestly really tough. And the fact that the organizations are able to do this for us now, and the Reds have set up a great team like to help us find apartments, they have their own apartments, and so it really takes a toll off, because like I landed here on Monday at 2:30 or like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could just go to the hotel knowing I'm going to have an apartment in a couple days. Like, I don't have to scramble. I don't have to look to see where I'm going to live. I just know it's going to be there. And so it's definitely taken a huge toll off.
Well, it's so great to have him back. Tyler Callahan, thank you so much for the time. Continue to feel well. Keep doing your thing. We'll be talking to you the rest of the way, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Here next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch right here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Waiting for the Tortugas to take the field here on this Thursday night. And as we wait for that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the Dunedin Blue Jays, put together by their manager, Donnie Murphy. Adrian Pinto leads off. He plays shortstop tonight. Roque Salinas will bat second in center field. Gabriel Martinez homered last night. He'll bat third in right. Rainer Nunez is the DH cleaning up. Adriel Sotolongo will bat fifth at first base. Glenn Santiago back in the lineup tonight. He'll hit sixth in left field. Hugo Cardona will bat seventh at third base. Homer Hernandez, the catcher, will hit eighth. And Jose Rivas, the second baseman, will bat ninth, with the lefty Kendry Rojas on the mound. As for Daytona, their starting lineup here tonight, put together by Gookie Dawkins, as they work Tyler Callahan. Bat second at second. Jay Allen, the second, hits third in center. Jamal O'Quinn cleans up in left. Ruben Ibarra will bat fifth at first. Stephen Layton gets the start at third base tonight, hitting sixth. Michel Triana, the DH, in the seventh spot. Blake Dunn bats eighth in right. And Wilfred Astudillo rounds out the order, hitting ninth behind the plate, with Sam Benscooter on the mound. We'll take a break when we come back. First pitch, Tortugas and Blue Jays in a matter of seconds here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
back out here at the Jack, almost first pitch time here on this Thursday night. Sam Benscooter warming up on the hill. Let's take another look at the starting lineup for the Dunedin Blue Jays, put together by their former Major League infielder and current manager Donnie Murphy. Adrian Pinto leads off at short. Roque Salinas bats second in center. Batting third in right, Gabriel Martinez. Rainer Nunez cleans up as the DH. Adriel Sotolongo will bat fifth at first. Hitting sixth in left, Glenn Santiago. Hugo Cardona bats eighth at third base. Jamer Hernandez will bat eighth and be the catcher. Jose Rivas will hit ninth at second base. On the mound for Daytona tonight, it is the 24-year-old righty, Sam Benscooter, 6'3", 223 pounds from Tecumseh, Michigan, making his eighth appearance, fourth start of his first full pro season, 2-1 record, a 4.05 ERA, 17 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings, eight walks, and a team-high 40 strikeouts. Adrian Pinto will lead off for the Blue Jays here in the top half of the first inning. Pinto pinch hit in the ninth inning last night and doubled on a looping fly ball to right. Benscooter ready. Our first pitch of the game on the outside corner. And we're underway a few minutes behind schedule at 7:08 Eastern Time. Righty Benscooter fires. And that one up and away. It is 1-1. Pinto coming into the night hitting at 231 in 18 games. Three extra base hits. No homers, no RBIs. The 1-1. That one off the plate away. It is 2-1. Benscooter pitching for the first time since last Friday in Clearwater. Came on in relief in that ball game of Jose Franco and Luis May. 2-1. Slider sweeps outside. It is 3-1. Benscooter gave up a season-high four runs in that ball game on four hits in four innings. Six, the 3-1, a hard line drive, but could not keep it straight as it bounces to the left of the line. Foul. It's a full count. That was the game where Daytona rallied four runs in the top of the ninth inning with two outs to tie it up. Benscooter stranded the winning run in scoring position in the ninth before the game was lost in extras as the slider misses up and in, ball four. And Pinto aboard with a leadoff walk to start the night. One on, nobody out. Now here is Roque Salinas. Salinas, left-handed batter, hitting at 245 in 13 games. Five doubles, no homers, and 10 RBIs. And an RBI double in the eighth inning yesterday. And the first pitch up and away for ball one. Salinas, one for four last night, doubled and scored a run in the eighth. 19-year-old outfielder out of Mexico. The 1-0, runner goes, pitch a strike, throw down by Astudillo, gets past Steiger, but backed up well by Callahan. And so a stolen base for Pinto, but no advance beyond the bag. And a 1-1 count on Salinas for Pinto, that his seventh stolen base of the year in 12 attempts. So a man in scoring position here with nobody out. Benscooter from the first base side of the slab. The 1-1, and Salinas waves and misses. Pitch down at 90, it is 1-2. Lights on here at the stadium, no effect just yet. Been a muggy day again here in Daytona Beach. Right now, 85 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 87. The 1-2, and Salinas taps it behind the plate. It remains a ball and two strikes. 4 mile per hour winds to the southeast, gusting up to 7. American flag out in straightaway center field, blowing from right to left. Benscooter ready. A look towards second. The 1-2. And Salinas able to grab just enough to stay alive. Sends it back to the padding behind home plate. Benscooter, 62 pitches, 38 strikes in that game last Friday. His first start since his through five no-hit innings. Earned Florida State League Pitcher of the Week. Is this a cue ball up the third base line? Tough play for Layton. He's going to hang on to it. A swinging bunt off the end of the bat for Salinas. And he is aboard with a single.
Advancing to third is Pinto. And the Blue Jays with runners at the corners and nobody out in the opening inning. A little bit lucky on that swing. And now the right fielder, Gabriel Martinez. Martinez homered in the third inning last night off of Tanner Cooper. That was his only hit in the ballgame. Righty-righty. And the pitch outside and low. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a ball and no strikes. Martinez, 265 average in 32 games, 13 extra base hits, 5 homers, 19 RBI, the 1-0. And Ben Scooter misses down. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Ben Scooter did walk a season-high 3 in that last outing at home. A winning FSL Pitcher of the Week, first Tortuga to do it in 3 years, the 2-0. This one a hard line drive over the head of Steiger into left field for a hit. Pinto scores. Stopping at second is Salinas. It's an RBI single for Gabriel Martinez, his 20th of the year. And the Blue Jays take a 1-0 first inning lead. So now it's Rainer Nunez. First three have reached for the Blue Jays tonight. A walk and a couple of singles. Nunez, multi-hit game yesterday, 2 for 5, doubled and scored a run. Also struck out to end the game. The 2-0. Actually, the first pitch to Nunez fouled away. Still says 2-0 out on the manual scoreboard in left. Now it's up to date. Nunez, 298 average in 32 games, 13 extra base hits. Tied for the league lead with 9 homers and 23 batted in. The 0-1 at space side. And that one, a souvenir, onto the roof. It's 0-2. Hazy skies here on this Thursday night. Haven't had too many picturesque skies so far in this series. Been a mix of sun and clouds through the first 3 days of the week. The 0-2. And Nunez chases the slider for strike 3. Down and away at 85. And Ben Scooter has the first out of the night, his first strikeout. And that sends up the first baseman, Adriel Sotolongo, native of Cuba. Sotolongo hitting at 264 in 26 games, 9 extra base hits, 3 homers, and 13 batted in. Sotolongo 1 for 4 last night with a double. Blue Jays had 7 extra base hits in that game yesterday. Check swing, did he go on appeal? Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire, Trey Ward. And it is 1 ball and no strikes. Trey Ward on the bases tonight. Chad Westlake calling the balls and strikes behind the dish. 2 on, 1 out, 1 in. The 1-0. And Sotolongo looks at a strike knee high. It is 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Ben Scooter tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Jay Allen the second, and Blake Dunn. The 1-1. And a foul tip off the shin protector of Astudillo. Runners try to advance, but a dead ball. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Third to first around the infield. Stephen Layton gets the start at third tonight. Gus Steiger, Tyler Callahan, and Ruben Ibarra. Wilford Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate. Ben Scooter at the letters. A stare at second, the 1-2. And that slider fouled aside. It is still a ball and 2 strikes. And Ben Scooter, the first Daytona pitcher to win League Pitcher of the Week since a guy who made the show just a year ago. That is the left. Won it in May of 2019. Is that out of play? And it stays at 1-2. Daytona did have a couple pitchers last year win Florida State Leaguer. Last year it was Low A Southeast Pitcher of the Month. James Proctor won it in May and Bryce Bonin in July. Another 1-2 to Sotolongo and a slider hit on the ground left side and through the hole between Layton and Steiger, a base hit. Here comes Salinas to the plate. O'Gwin will fire into third. It's an RBI single for Adriel Sotolongo, his 14th RBI of the year. And the Blue Jays have a 2-0 first inning advantage. A seeing eye base hit by Sotolongo. just to the left of the diving Layton and to the right of the sprawling Steiger. Still two on and only one out. And now the left fielder, Glenn Santiago, had off last night. Got the start and left in the series opener. And he's tardy on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Santiago in his first eight games, 6-4-24. A double, a homer, and three RBIs. Runners take their leads. Now the 0-1. And Santiago again late on the high cheese at 93. It's 0-2. Santiago 1-for-3 with a double. And a strikeout in the opening game of the series on Tuesday night. Martinez at second. Sotolongo at first. The 0-2. And that one sent up towards the press level. Foul ball. It stays at 0-2. The dimensions here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, for those who have never been, 317 down the line in left. 400 to dead center, 325 to the pole in right. Here's the 0-2. Outside and low, it is 1-2. Brett Lockwood has started throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen with Ben Scooter's first inning pitch count nearing 30. For Dunedin, throwing some warm-up pitches out in right. A 1-2. Swing on and missed. Got him. Slider darting outside the zone into the lefty batter's box. And Santiago down on strikes. Two away here in the first. And now the third baseman, Hugo Cardona. Cardona, 1-for-3 on Tuesday with a couple of strikeouts, did not play last night. Third, or rather fourth game with Dunedin, 2-4 his first nine. Righty against righty in the first pitch, fastball. Snags a piece of the outside corner, it's 0-1 at the 30th pitch of the inning for the righty Ben Scooter. Usually don't like to see their guys throw more than 30 pitches in a frame. As this one off the end of the bat into right, coming on, having to play it on a bounce is done. Runner coming to the plate. The throw by Blake is in time, and the tag is not yet made, and now finally applied by Astudillo after Martinez literally tried to jump over. I felt a little bit of Astudillo either tried to jump over him or tripped over him as he tried to avoid the tag. So Martinez thrown out at the plate, 9-2, and the inning comes to a close for Dunedin. But the Blue Jays pick up two runs on four hits and leave a couple men aboard. We're through a half an inning. Dunedin 2. Here come the Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Kendry Rojas warming up on the mound for the Blue Jays here at the bottom of the first inning. Daytona's lineup once again. Steiger, Callahan, Allen the top third. O'Gwynn, Ibarra, and Layton the heart of the lineup. And Triana, Dunn, and Astudillo making up the bottom third of the order. Gus Steiger will lead off for Daytona here in the opening frame. Steiger had off last night. Hitless in the opening game of the series. Average at a team best 292. First pitch of the night from Rojas. is a called strike, fastball at 90. It is 0-1. Steiger, 8 extra base hits, no homers, 11 ribbies in 31 games so far this year. The 0-1. And Steiger lifts one in the air to center. Salinas waiting, now drifting back. Further back, now squares his shoulders a tad towards home and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out. One away for the second baseman, Tyler Callahan. Callahan, 3 plate appearances last night. Was 0 for 2, actually had 4 plate appearances, my bad. 0 for 2, did walk twice and steal a base. Scored a couple of runs, 1 for his first 4 with a homer and 2 ribbies. The lefty's first offering to Tyler. Breaking ball down and away, it is 1-0. Rojas, the starter for the Blue Jays here tonight. Lefty fires home, and the 1-0 sails up and in. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Rojas, 6'2", 190 pounds. 19 years old from Ciego de Avila in Cuba. A 2-0. Outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Rojas making his 7th appearance, 5th start of the season. 2-1 record of 4.91 ERA. The 2-1 misses off the outside edge. It is 3 balls and 1 strike. Rojas, 22 hits allowed in 22 innings, 14 walks, 22 strikeouts. A 2.65 opponent average, the 3-1. And Callahan, a rocket back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So Tyler Callahan has Daytona's first hit of the night. And the Tortugas have one on and one out for the center fielder, Jay Allen II. Jay, hitless last night. Was 0 for 2, did have a bases loaded walk. As a part of the 2 free passes he earned a night ago. We'll pause in the action for Callahan to get his up and mid on that right hand. Rojas sets at the shoulders, first pitch to Jay, and he takes up and away for ball one. Rojas made the start against Tampa last Wednesday. Picked up the win. 1 run on 3 hits in a season-high tying 5 frames. The 1-0, and Allen takes off the plate in. It is 2-0. Did walk 2, struck out a season-high 8 in that ball game. 72 pitches and 49 strikes. Been much better away as the lefty Rojas, a throwback to first, and Callahan dives in safely. Rojas came into play today, a 1-1 record, an 8.03 ERA in his own ballpark. But in 2 appearances, 1 start on the road, a 1-0 mark and an ERA of .93. Small sample size, a 2-0. Up above the letters, it's 3 balls and no strikes. Defensive alignment behind Rojas tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Glenn Santiago, Roque Salinas, and Gabriel Martinez. Third to first around the infield, Hugo Cardona, Adrian Pinto, Jose Rivas, and Adriel Sotolongo. The 3-0 inside, ball 4. And Allen aboard with another walk. So the 19-year-old works another free pass. And Daytona with 2 on and 1 out for the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. Hernandez, the catcher, asks for time. We'll head out to the mound and talk with the starter, Rojas. Blue Jays struggled with their command last night as a pitching staff. 10 walks allowed in that ballgame, the most received by Daytona this season, tied the most from their first win against the St. Lucie Mets back on April the 10th. So 2 on, 1 away for Jamal. O'Gwin hitting .254 in 22 games, 3 doubles, no homers, and 9 RBIs. Lefty rests his hand in that blue and red mitt, matching the Blue Jays' color scheme, and the first pitch is an off-speed strike, 0-1. O'Quinn 0-3 last night. Did score a run, walked and struck out three times. Callahan at second on a single. Allen over at first on a walk. The 0-1. And O'Quinn takes below the knees. It is 1-1. Omer Hernandez doing the catching behind the plate for the Blue Jays tonight. Lefty from the first base side of the mound, the 1-1. And O'Quinn hits it well, but out of play, right-hand side, it's 1-2. Rojas signed out of Cuba in 2020. Ranked as the Blue Jays' number 21 prospect during this season by Fangraphs as well. 1-2 from Rojas. And O'Quinn takes one at the letters for strike three call. First strikeout tonight for Kendry. And the second out of the first inning sends up Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra returned off the injured list last night in grand style. Reached base all four times. Had a two-run ground rule double to center in the first. Had a bases loaded hit by pitch to give Daytona the lead in the fifth inning. Tied a career high with three RBIs last night. Lefty offers, and Ibarra takes low. It is 1-0. Ibarra was on the IL for a week with an infection in his right leg. He's played well in the month of May. 6-4 his last 13 in his last five games. Two on, two out, the 1-0. And Ibarra, a hard line drive, fielded on the short hop away from the body by the shortstop, Pinto. And he shovels onto the second baseman, Rivas, to end the inning. Another hard grounder on a bounce hit by Ibarra, where the infielder just stuck his glove down there and somehow found it to end the inning. No runs, one hit, two men left on the walk at the end of 1-2-0 Blue Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There will be a happy hour at the bars, and players will golf throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st, with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend the Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Omer Hernandez to lead off for the Blue Jays as we move to the second inning. Sam Benscooter back to work. 8-9-1 to up for Dunedin, and Hernandez can't connect on the first pitch fastball. It is 0-1. Hernandez, first appearance in the series for the righty swinging catcher. As he takes off the plate, it is 1-1. Hernandez in his 10th game with the club. 6-4 his first 32, a 188 average as Hernandez chases off the plate 1-2. A double, no homers, and an RBI for the righty hitter with an open stance. Wide base, the 1-2. And Benscooter spikes the fastball. It is two balls and two strikes. Daytona tonight wearing the alternate green uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in white, white numerals front and back with a powder blue border, the 2-2. And he got him on the slider. Out in front was Hernandez, third strikeout for Benscooter tonight. One away in the second inning for the second baseman, Jose Rivas. Rivas did not play in the first two games of this series. Right-handed batter, 5-4 his first 35 in 14 games. That's a 143 clip. A double, no homers, two batted in, and the first pitch to him, a line drive over the head of Ibarra into right for a hit. Jose Rivas aboard with a one-out single. And the Blue Jays, well, already the fifth hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays, who had 12 last night. Pinto walked, stole a base, and scored on the Martinez single last inning. Not a very tall player, listed at just 5'6". A lot of mixed opinions on the youngster Pinto. He shows bunt, lays it down third base side. Barehanded by Astudillo, falling away, and they get him on the pick by Ibarra. Hard to execute a bunt better than that by Pinto. I guess the only thing he could have done better was hit a little bit harder to get it further up the third base line, but Astudillo had to pick it with a bare hand spin and threw falling away and was able to make an accurate throw. And Ibarra again, another outstanding play, picking up a short hop over at first. So Rivas at second with one out. This is a broken back ground ball to third. Layton's only play is to first, and he makes the play there to end the inning. So the Blue Jays get a man aboard on a one-out single, but can't do anything with it. We are through an inning and a half, 2-0 Dunedin on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? Your shirt, a 10% shelf shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Stephen Layton to lead off here in the bottom of the second inning. Layton, Triana, and Dunn, 6-7 and 8-2 up against Rojas, and the first pitch down and in for ball one. Blue Jays a 2-0 lead. Game three of this six-game set and this 12-game homestand. The 1-0, and Layton, high fly ball into shallow right. Coming on and to his right is Martinez, and on the run makes the catch for the first down. So Layton retired. That brings up the designated hitter tonight, Michel Triana. Triana hitting at .164 in 31 games, 19-4-116, five extra base hits, a homer, and 14 batted in. Couple of Cuban natives fading from Kendry, and Triana swings and misses for strike three. 86 in the dirt. And Rojas has his second strikeout. Two down now in the second inning for the right fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn had off last night. Four for his first 19 in six games this year. That's a .211 average, a double, a homer, and an RBI. Lefty from the middle of the slab, and Dunn swings and foul, tips it into the glove of Hernandez. It is 0-1. Blue cap, blue bill for the Blue Jays tonight. That White and blue D logo on the front with the Blue Jay head logo off to the left as Dunn takes down and in. It is 1-1. Sun peeking back out betwixt the clouds over towards the third base side. The bleachers and then down towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue, the 1-1. And Dunn can't connect. Slider down and in. It is 1-2. Rojas, just 19 years of age. Throws a lot of fastballs and sliders, still working on a changeup. As that one up and in, it is 2-2. Very raw young arm out of Cuba. Still think there's some projectability in that left arm as he continues to grow into his body. The 2-2 pitch. Short hops the plate. And Dunn has the count full, 3-2. Wilford Astudillo, the catcher, waiting on deck. Getting some hints of blue sky out beyond center field. Mixed in between the harder-to-define white clouds as Dunn takes up above the shoulders, ball 4. And he is on with a 2-out walk. Second free pass given up by Rojas tonight. And now it is the switch hitting catcher, Wilford Astudillo. Astudillo, first appearance in this series. 6-4 his first 28 in 8 games. That's a 2.14 average. A double, no homers, and 3 RBIs. Astudillo playing for the first time since Saturday night in Clearwater. Runner goes, first pitch line out of play towards the first base pavilion. It is 0-1. Astudillo 0-4 in that game last Saturday night. Is a connection for Astudillo in the Blue Jays organization. Always talked about his brother, Williams Astudillo, up in Jacksonville with the Marlins AAA team. As this one grounded past the diving Rivas to his left into right field. Dunn on his way to third. Strong throw by Martinez. Offline towards the left field side of the bag. It's a base hit for Wilford Astudillo. And Daytona with men at the corners and two out. And back to the top of the order in Gus Steiger. Martinez has a good arm out there in right field. Dunn has excellent speed on the base paths as well. An accurate throw would have made it a closer play. But Daytona now with men on either side of the diamond for Steiger, who flied out to center his first time. But he has a cousin, Wilford Astudillo does, named Wilfrin Astudillo, that played a couple of games with Dunedin last year. Lefty's first pitch to Gus, and he takes a strike up in the zone, 0-1. 89 on the gun that time from the southpaw. Steiger hitless in the opening game of this series. Just the fourth time in his last 22 he's gone hitless. That one fouled back to the padding behind the play, 0-2. Steiger did leave the game early on Saturday after appearing to injure his shoulder on a slide back into first base. Did not play on Sunday in that series finale. The 0-2 to Steiger. Struck him out on the slider. Down and out of the zone. And Rojas with 3 big pitches to strand a couple men aboard in the second. No runs, a hit. Because of the walk, 2 men left at the end of 2. Still 2-0 Blue Jays on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Nothing to Dunedin as we head on to the third inning. 3, 4, and 5 set to bat for the Blue Jays. Martinez, Nunez, and Sotolongo, the three due up in the frame. Martinez, RBI base hit. His first time was thrown out trying to score on the Cardona knock. And he looks at a called strike 0-1. Martinez homered last night, number 30 prospect in the Blue Jays system, according to Baseball America. That one out of play and onto the roof. It is 0-2. Saw some Reds news before the game yesterday, which was interesting, as the 0-2 grounded off the end of the bat towards the Blue Jay bullpen. It stays no balls and two strikes. One of the top young arms in the Reds system was added to the team's taxi squad yesterday. That is the right-hander Graham Ashcraft. Never pitched here in Daytona Beach. Likely would have been on the Tortugas roster in 2020, if not for the pandemic. And then, of course, the shuffling of the system, moving from high A to single A. But Ashcraft, number 8 prospect, according to Major League Baseball's website. Righty comes home. And that slider in the dirt bounced up and hit Astudillo in the mask. Everybody okay. It's 1-2. But he'll join the taxi squad ahead of the team's trip to Toronto this weekend. 3-1 record, a 1.65 ERA for Ashcraft in Louisville. The 1-2, and this one reached for in the air to center. Waiting on it is Allen a few steps to his right. And he'll make the play for the first out. One down. Here is Rainer Nunez, struck out against Ben Scooter in the first. Ashcraft hasn't allowed a home run this season as well in over 32 innings. Credits his pitching coach, former Major League right-hander Seth Etherton, for helping him succeed. The first pitch to the righty hitter, low and away, 1-0. Bases empty, one out, top of the third. Blue Jays a 2-0 advantage. 1-0, and Ben Scooter finds the outer half. It is 1-1. Said he's made real small tweaks with his mechanics, which has helped hone everything in and quiet his body down. It's a ground ball in the hole at short. Steiger to his right, strong throw to Ibarra, and plenty of time, two down. Now the first baseman, Sotolongo, RBI base hit to left in the first. He is 1-for-1. He said it's helped quiet his body down a little bit, help him have a little bit more control. Last pitched against the Toledo Mudhens on Saturday. Tigers affiliate, as that slider across for a strike, 0-1. Allowed one run, struck out 9 over 5. Hit 101 miles an hour for the first time on the radar. As Sotolongo nearly spins himself into the dirt, trying to make contact on the slide piece. It's 0-2. Sitting 98, Ashcraft on Saturday. The 0-2 pitch chased another slider in the dirt. Goes 5-hole on Astudillo. Just outside the batter's circle, throws from the turf onto Ibarra to complete the strikeout and end the inning. First 1-2-3 frame for Ben Scooter tonight. He picks up his fourth strikeout in the process. We're through 2.5. Still a 2-0 Blue Jay lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Dunedin, a 2-0 lead. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Tyler Callahan, Jay Allen, Jamal O'Gwin, the three due up here in the third. And Callahan, who singled to center his first time, takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Blue Jays both runs in the first on RBI singles as Callahan sends the breaking ball back and out of play. It is 0-2. Callahan, former third-round pick of the Reds out of Providence School of Jacksonville about an hour north, has the 0-2 off the hands towards first. Nunez, rather Sotolongo to his right, tried to underhand it to the pitcher, and it just spilled out of his hands, rolled nowhere near the first base bag. And safe at first is Tyler Callahan. It will be an error on the first baseman Sotolongo that allows Callahan to reach. So Callahan on base for the second time tonight. And now last year's first round pick, Jay Allen. Walked his first time, and he swings and hits one on the ground to short. A couple bounces for Pinto on his second for one. Relay to first, double play. 6-4-3, Allen runs well up the first base line. Pinto was backing up on that last hop. He's got a good arm, made a strong toss on to Rivas, who did the same over to Sotolongo. And so that throwing error by the first baseman erased on the 6-4-3 double play. Base is empty and two out for O'Gwin. Struck out looking in the opening frame, and he takes low. It is 1-0. For Allen, that the first double play he's hit into this season. As O'Gwin sends it back, it is 1-1. He did hit into two last year, playing in the Complex League. Bases empty, two out, a 2-0 Blue Jay lead as O'Gwin gets one off the handle. Shallow pop towards the edge of the infield turf and right on the border between the brown and green. Rivas makes the play above his head for the final out. Daytona goes in order for the first time tonight. Rojas does it on seven pitches to the fourth inning. 2-0 Dunedin on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sam Benscooter back to the mound as we play on here in the fourth inning on this Thursday night. Series continues tomorrow, our first Margaritaville night of the season. We'll have a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway to the first 1,000 fans. Specialty uniforms tomorrow as well. Friday night happy hour and live music on the Riverwalk before the game. And Santiago takes a first pitch strike. It is 0-1. Still waiting to hear on who the Blue Jays will tab as their starter tomorrow. Ari Fronson will get the ball for Daytona as that one fouled back 0-2. And ironically, we were talking about Cooper last night getting the start on Mustache Appreciation Night. Well, Ari Fronson will get the start tomorrow on his 21st birthday. The 0-2. This one, a bouncing ball, first base side, past the mound. Fielded by Ibarra, off balance. Throw, Benscooter tries to find the bag, and does. And Santiago trips over his foot and sprawls headfirst onto the turf behind the bag. Benscooter over to hand off his helmet. And I'm sure also asked to make sure he's all right. I'm honestly impressed that Benscooter is okay after Santiago stepped on him. But nicely done by Rubin and Benscooter on the tricky ground ball. And there is one out in the fourth for Hugo Cardona, single to right in the opening frame. Gates open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage begins, as always, 15 minutes prior to first pitch. 6:50 will hit the airwaves. 7:05 the first toss expected. As Cardona watches one miss off the outside corner, it is 1-0. Right arm dangling at Benscooter's side as the 1-0 comes in the dirt, down and away. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Cardona actually started the year at High A Vancouver in the Blue Jays system as Sam misses off the outer half, 3-0. Played 13 games in the Northwest League. Hit a .194. 3-0. And there's a chest high strike, 3-1. A 6-for-31 there, had 4 doubles, a triple. No homers and 3 RBIs. The 3-1. Cardona sends one towards the netting. Off by the Blue Jay bullpen. It is a full count. Spent time in Dunedin last year. Cardona did 32 games. Out of the 41 he played, hit .250. Payoff pitch from Benscooter. And that misses up and away, ball 4. So Cardona aboard with a walk. Second free pass given up by Sam tonight. Breaks the streak of 6 hitters in a row retired. And now the catcher, Omer Hernandez. Hernandez struck out his first time, 0-for-1. He's had an interesting journey in the Blue Jays organization. Righty comes home, and Hernandez lost the top hand on the swing. Sends it out of play to the right. It is 0-1. But Hernandez spent last year in the Dominican Summer League with the Blue Jays, but he was originally signed out of the Dominican by the Pirates. Runner goes, 0-1, a called strike. Throw down by Astudillo, offline. Skids by Steiger and into center. But backed up by Allen, and Cardona will stay at second base. So 0-2 on Hernandez, and a stolen bag for Cardona. That is his 4th in a Dunedin uniform, his 8th overall between his 2 stops this season. 0-2 on the catcher. The righty offers, and that one off the outside part of the plate. It is 1-2. Hernandez released by Pittsburgh during the pandemic in 2020. Ben Scooters 1-2. Soft ground ball toward short, charging in Steiger. Runner will advance to third. The out made at first base. Ibarra looks the runner back to the third base bag. Two out now here in the fourth. And now the shortstop, or rather the second baseman tonight, Jose Rivas. Rivas single to right against Ben Scooter in the second. One for one in this ballgame. Rivas on the right-hand side. Takes down and away at 81. It is 1-0. Rivas out of Venezuela. Played 19 games with Dunedin last year. Hit a .189, the 1-0. Chases the slider down and away. It is a ball and a strike. Ben Scooter throwing fastball slider. Also working in a curveball tonight as well alongside the changeup. The 1-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Astudillo and somehow came all the way up and banged off the facing of my Puth here along the press level. High atop the grandstand. It's a ball and two strikes. Seen it happen a couple times in this series on a fly. I've never seen one come up here after it glanced off the catcher's mitt. Cardona the runner at third with two out. 2-0 Blue Jay lead, the 1-2. Fastball up the ladder high. Rivas lays off. It's 2-2. Ben Scooter up near 70 pitches here tonight. Jose Franco will begin to throw out in left field. 2-2. Ground ball towards third. Charging in late. Even with the bag, throws to Ibarra. And the side retired. For the Blue Jays, no runs, no hits because of the walk. A man left at third at the end of 3.5. Still 2-0 Dunedin. On the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Blue Jays a 2-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Ruben Ibarra, Stephen Layton, and Michelle Triana. A 3-2 up in the frame. Ibarra grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. 0-for-1 tonight. And he takes inside for ball one. Blue Jays, two runs, five hits, one error. They have left four tonight. Daytona, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have stranded four as well as Ibarra looks at the slide piece at the knees. It is 1-1. Tortugas in the alternate greens tonight. Dunedin in the road grays. That one on the outer half. It is 1-2. Much to the dismay of the hometown crowd. Take a look across the FSL here on this Thursday night. The 2-1. Down and in. Rather, 1-2 down and in. 2-2. Fort Myers and Clearwater, as we said last night, not playing today. They played a doubleheader last night. The 3-1. Rather, the 2-2 swung on and missed. Kept on looking up at the manual scoreboard. That was off. And Ibarra strikes out for the first out here in the fourth inning. Stephen Layton, the batter. Flying out to right to lead off in the second. And the first pitch, the native of Nicaragua, at the knees, 0-1. Fort Myers and Clearwater played a doubleheader yesterday because tonight at BayCare Ballpark, they have a graduation ceremony going on. The 0-1 almost hits Layton on the front leg, but able to tighten up and get out of the way. It's 1-1. Strands of pink and gold out beyond the left field wall here on this Thursday night as the sun sets. Layton chases the slider down and in. It is 1-2. But elsewhere in the league, three other games. Lakeland leading Jupiter 5-0 in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2 to Stephen. It is 2-2. Actually, Lakeland has now gone up 5-0 in that ball game. Couple RBIs in that one as Layton hits it hard on the ground to third. Kicks off the arm of Cardona. And into left field, Layton rounds first, will slam on the brakes. And he is there with one out in the fourth inning. It will be an error on the third baseman, Cardona. And so Daytona with one on and one out. For the DH, Triana struck out against Rojas back in the second. Lefty offers, and Triana rips it deep down the right field line. Does it have enough height? No, it will not. One hop off the deck's imaging signage. Layton on his way to third. Throw comes in to second base. Layton's waved around. He'll score sliding in feet first. It's an RBI double for Michelle Triana. His 15th run batted into the season, and Daytona's on the board. It is 2-1 here in the fourth. Like a rocket down the line. The only question was whether or not the ballpark would hold it, which it did. And Triana brings it in into a 0-4-16 slide at the plate over his last five-plus games. And now Daytona has the tying run in scoring position with one out. And Blake Dunn, the batter. Dunn walked his first time. Was stranded at third in the second. Left-hander offers. That misses up and away, 1-0. Manuel Sequeira has a couple RBIs in that game for Lakeland tonight as they lead the Hammerheads out at Joker Marchant Stadium. The 1-0. Done. Skies it in the air, right-hand side. Foul ground is Sotolongo. Second baseman Rivas, and Sotolongo made the catch, fell over the legs of the second baseman Rivas, who was sliding behind him, and tagging and advancing to third on the chaos is Triana. Have no idea how Sotolongo caught that ball after knocking into Rivas, who was sliding behind him. They're talking about it right now over on the right side of the infield. So a foul pop to first and time call. Rivas, the second baseman, needs to retie his laces. Man at third, two away, a run in for Daytona here in the fourth. Astudillo single to right his last time up. Lefty, first pitch, ground ball. wide of the third base bag, foul. It is 0-1. Bottom of the sixth in Tampa. The Mets a 6-3 lead on the Tarpons, Yankees affiliate. Mets a league best 25-10 record. Justin Guerrero has homered his second. Raul Barrasierta, a solo shot, his first. Two-run blast by Omar De Los Santos, his fourth, as time called right before Rojas was about to make the pitch. And the reason why time was called is because Rojas did not throw the pitch in time. A pitch clock violation against him. And so it is 1-1 on Astudillo. 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. Mets also have a solo home run in that game from Junior Tillian. His second of the year. Daytona will head to St. Lucie after this two-week homestand. 2-1. Astudillo, grounder back up the middle. Two is left. The shortstop, Pinto, throws from the second base bag in time to end the inning. But Daytona gets on the board, a run on one hit, an error, and a man left aboard at the end of four. 2-1 Blue Jays on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the fifth. Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. Sam Benscooter is out. Jose Franco on in relief. First pitch of his night to Adrian Pinto. A fastball poured by him up and away at 95. It is 0-1. Franco standing at 6'2", 239. 21 years old from Aragua, Venezuela, as that sails outside. It is 1-1. Pinto, no official at-bats tonight. 1-1. Bouncing off the plate. It is 2-1. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. A sacrifice bunt. Back in the second inning. 2-1. This one ripped in the air to left. Back into his right. O'Gwynn turned around, looking up, and it's off the fence. O'Gwynn fires in towards second base. But sliding in there head first with a leadoff double is Adrian Pinto. Fourth extra base hit of the season for him. And Dunedin starts the fifth for the man in scoring position. 5'6", but nearly muscled that ball out of the ballpark. And now it's Roque Salinas. Salinas 1-for-2. Infield base hit, scored a run in the first, ground out to third to end the second inning his last time. Get you the numbers for Jose after this first pitch to the lefty batter. And it misses inside by the knees. It is 1-0. Franco making his eighth appearance, fourth in relief. 0-1, a 4.62 ERA. 28 hits in 25 and a third innings, 12 walks and 38 strikeouts. The 1-0 in the dirt. Runner thought about breaking for third, but after Astudillo picked it up, Pinto hustles back to second. It's 2-0. Franco, 28 hits allowed in 25 and a third innings, 12 walks and 38 strikeouts, a 286 opponent average. The 2-0 inside. Another fastball. It is 3-0. Franco made the start last Friday against the Threshers in Clearwater. Took a no decision in that ball game. 3-0. And the dirt ball 4, and the first two men have reached against Franco in the fifth. A double and a walk brings up the right fielder, Gabriel Martinez. Single and a fly ball to center has also brought in a run tonight. Todd Naskadov out of the third base coach's box, out of the third base dugout, to have a conversation with Franco Astudillo and the rest of the Daytona infield. Franco, in that game last Friday, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings, did not walk a batter, struck out 5. The only 2 runs he allowed on a second inning home run by Wilfredo Flores. That was controversial, in which it was originally ruled foul, but overruled by the base umpire and turned into a 2-run home run. So Naskadov returns to the dugout, and play will resume. First and second for Martinez. Final line for Sam Benscooter tonight. 4 innings, 2 runs, both earned on 5 hits. 2 walks, 4 Ks tonight. Pitcher of record on the losing side. This one off the screws in his center. Coming on to make the catch is Allen. And he'll throw into the cutoff man, Steiger, as Pinto bluffs the tag. One away for the DH, Rainer Nunez. Strikeout and a ground out, 0-2. Benscooter tonight, 68 pitches, 47 strikes. Benscooter threw 31 pitches in the first and only 37 over his final 3 innings. 2-1, 1-out. Daytona looking for a ground ball. And Nunez can't connect on the fastball away at 93. It's 0-1. Wrapping up that look around the FSL, there was only one other score we hadn't told you about tonight. That's the game out at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here's the 0-1. And Nunez fouls it straight back. It's 0-2. Bottom of the seventh in Palm Beach. Bradenton a 1-0 lead on the Cardinals. 0-1 run scored on a Rodolfo Nolasco RBI single. Both teams into their bullpen so far tonight. Look towards second, the 0-2. Got him to chase the breaking ball, strike 3. First strikeout tonight for Jose. 2 out in the fifth for the first baseman, Adriel Sotolongo. Struck out his last time, RBI single in the opening inning. Looking at the league standings coming into play today, Daytona 10 back of the first place Mets, 4 back of second place Jupiter. That's 3 more wins than anybody else in the circuit. As Sotolongo offers at a high fastball at 94, can't come through. It is 0-1. In the West, it's a lot more conjoined. Clearwater 2 back of first place Fort Myers. The 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. Bradenton, 6.5 back of first and third, 4.5 back at Clearwater. Then Lakeland, 7 games back out of first, Tampa, 8, and Dunedin. And last out of the 6 in the West at 8.5 games back. 1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1. Mm-hmm. Twilight sky here in Daytona. Still some hues of pink and gold out beyond the left field wall towards the Brown and Brown building as Santiago, or rather Sotolongo, swings through a fastball away at 95. It is two balls and two strikes. Blue Jays put the first two men on in the inning on a Pinto double and a walk to Salinas. Franco trying to strand them. The 2-2. This one line right field over to his right is done, and he'll make the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. Sotolongo hit it well, but Dunn got a great break, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit because the walk, two men left. Halfway through this one on a Thursday night, Blue Jays a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Kendry Rojas back out for the fifth inning. Blue Jays do have their bullpen up down the right field line. Dunedin a 2-1 lead, top of the lineup for Daytona in the fifth. And Gus Steiger, who's 0-2 tonight, looks at a called strike 0-1. Thursday night here in Daytona. Raucous crowd here at the Jack as Steiger fouls it aside. It is 0-2. Steiger, Callahan, Allen, should anybody reach? O'Gwynn and then Ibarra. Lefty from the third base side of the slab. The 0-2, and Steiger takes high. It's a ball and two strikes. This one popped in the air, foul ground, and off the netting by the Blue Jays dugout. It stays at 1-2. Steiger, since April the 20th, been one of the best hitters in this league. Came into play today, third in the league in hitting in that time. That one down and away. And the count 2-2. Steiger hitting .354 over his last 22 games coming into play today. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Off speed down at 80. And Rojas picks up the K to start the fifth inning. One out for Tyler Callahan. He's reached base twice tonight, single to center, and reached on an error a couple innings ago. That strikeout for Rojas is fifth this evening. Bases empty, one out. Lefty against lefty, and Callahan takes a strike. It is 0-1. Talking to Callahan yesterday before the interview, just unfortunately reminiscing about that awful first inning against Clearwater last year when he got hurt as this one popped in the air, third base side into the bleachers. It is 0-2. Callahan got hurt after a diving play to his right Got up, made a great throw on to first for the out, and then Hines injured himself on a slide into second base. The 0-2. In the dirt, 1-2. Callahan was telling me that he was just coming out of the training room in the locker room and just received word that this might be a serious injury, the 1-2, and Callahan can't connect strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for the left-hander Rojas. He's whiffed six tonight. Two out in the fifth for Jay Allen. But as he was coming out of the training room, he said he saw Reese limping into the locker room and towards the training room. And he just put his hands on his face and said, oh, no. But he was just as thrilled as everybody else that Hines came back as Allen gets his hands in and lines one off the base of the left field wall. Allen on his way to second, throw in by Santiago, not in time, and Jay there standing with a two-out double. Hard line drive into the corner, pitch inside, and Jay quick hands able to barrel it up. And easily into second base with his seventh two-bagger of the season. So the tying run in scoring position for the left fielder Jamal O'Gwin over two has struck out and popped up. It was great to see Hines come back and dominate the way he did at the end of last year for the Tortugas. Just as great to see Tyler back in a Daytona uniform this year. Is this a ground ball through the left side of base hit? Here comes Allen around third. Santiago comes up throwing the throw to the plate. Gets away from the catcher and the backstop. All the way to second base goes O'Gwin, and Daytona has tied the game at two. Allen holding his left hand as he walks back to the dugout. It was an awkward slide into home plate as the catcher Hernandez tried to field the ball. It'll be a single for O'Gwin and an RBI. His 10th of the year, he'll advance to second on the throwing error by the left fielder Santiago. Out of the dugout is the Dunedin pitching coach Drew Hayes. Double barrel action in the Blue Jay right field bullpen. O'Gwin was at second base. And now Austin Hendrick is coming out to run for him. Trainer never came out. O'Gwin has his helmet in his right hand as he heads back to the third base dugout. So O'Gwin an RBI single. The second on the throw and the error was O'Gwin. And now Hendrick has come in to run for him at second base. Hopefully everything all right with Jamal. And now it is Ruben Ibarra. 0 for 2, a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Game tied, and Ruben grounds one towards Lenny Harris. In the third base coach's box, it's 0-1. Time called as there was some ball loose down the left field line. Back-to-back. Two out base hits, the double by Allen. The single by O'Gwin has tied it. Rojas still on the bump, his 72nd pitch of the night. Ibarra ground ball to third. Down on it is Cardona. Low throw gets away for the first baseman, Sotolongo, and Daytona's going to take the lead. Hendrick scores standing up on his way to second. Ibarra now he breaks for third. Sotolongo's throw is going to be in time to get him. Ibarra broke late going to third base and tried to swim around the tag by Cardona but could not, and the side is retired. But Daytona takes the lead. Two runs, two hits, two errors, and nobody left on base to the 6-3-2 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. where Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There'll be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that'll be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend to the Jack as well for another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Santiago leading off in the top of the sixth inning. And he takes low for ball one. Daytona a couple runs in the fifth. They have a 3-2 lead. And that one to Santiago missed up apparently. And the count is two balls and no strikes. Right-hander still throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen. The offer is high. And make it now 3-0. On Santiago. That one down and in ball four. And Santiago a four-pitch walk. Here to start the sixth. So tying run quickly aboard. That sends up Hugo Cardona as a base hit tonight. Righty against righty, and Cardona takes a strike. Up and away, it is 0-1. Cardona has also walked tonight and stole a base. A defensive alignment now in the outfield after Jamal O'Gwin surprisingly left the game in the bottom of the fifth. And then another strike on the outside. Black 0-2. Blake Dunn has moved from right to left. Jay Allen stays in center. Austin Hendrick is now in right field. The 0-2 pitch from Franco. Got him swinging. Breaking ball away. And Cardona down on strikes for the first out of the sixth. I'll bring up the catcher, Omer Hernandez. Struck out and a ground ball to short tonight. Daytona a 3-2 edge as we play in the sixth. First lead of the night for the home team. Franco's first pitch, a breaking ball, had Hernandez 4 days early. It's 0-1. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Thursday night. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Santiago off of first. Franco steps off and throws over. Reds playing a matinee today because their game yesterday got rained out in Cleveland. Reds, three runs in the top of the eighth. They defeat the Guardians 4-2. Reds have won seven of their last ten now as Hernandez takes down 1-1. Tyler Naquin, a solo home run, is fourth. He was named Ohio Cup MVP. TJ Friedl, Tyler Stevenson, and Albert Almora Jr., the Daytona alumni in the starting nine, the 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Tyler Malley made the start. And Tony Santillan picked up the save, his second, recording the game's final five outs. Broncos 2-1. Outside 3-1. Jose has not been sharp with his command tonight. More balls than strikes through his first 28 pitches. Triple A Louisville in Nashville today, taking on the Brewers affiliate. 3-1 runner goes, and this one down the right field line towards the corner. Long run, Hendrick can't get there. Fields it on a hop on his way to third. Santiago, he is held late, trying to get back to first, and he's able to get there. Standing is Hernandez. Ibarra cut that one off behind the bag. A wide turnaround first from the catcher and just able to get in. Hendrick, a nice play off the carom. Able to fire back in and hold the tying run at third. But for the second straight inning, Blue Jays have a couple men aboard. Runners at the corners and one out for Jose Rivas. Rivas single to right his last time. Rather, his first time. And grounded out to third in his last trip in the fourth. Franco comes home, and a fastball whipped by him. Inner half, it's 0-1. Louisville, a 1-0 lead over Nashville tonight, middle of the fifth inning. Daytona alum Mark Colesberry, a solo home run, his first of the year in the fifth. 0-1. That pitch left up. 1-1. Randy Wynn getting the start for the bats tonight. Nick Senzel, another rehab start. Leading out, going to try and keep it tied for Roque Salinas as he lifts one out of play towards the third base river walk. 0-1. Salinas singled and scored in the first. Ground out to third in the second. Walked against Franco in the fifth. Franco comes home, and that one fouled away. Off the hands, 0-2. Two on, two out, one in for the Blue Jays. We're tied at three. Double A Chattanooga, bottom of the fifth inning in Sevierville, Tennessee, against the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs affiliate has a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. And Salinas down on strikes to end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie the game, a run on two hits and two men left at the end of five and a half. Three all-star score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Jays as he moved to the sixth inning, tied at three. It is the right-hander, Yonatan Bernal. We'll take over for Kendry Rojas. 6, 7, and 8. Due up for Daytona in the inning. Blue Jays, 3 runs, 8 hits. They have made 4 errors tonight. Eight men left on base. Daytona, three runs, five hits. No errors. They have left five. Layton 0 for 2, reached on an error and scored in the fourth inning. Daytona's first run. There is a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Righty against righty. Bernal's 0-1 pitch. Hard ground ball to short. Charging in on it is Pinto, and the strong throw gets him for the first out. Here's Michelle Triana. RBI double to right. His last time up, struck out in his first trip. Bernal making his seventh appearance, third out of the bullpen this season. Righty comes home, and Triana off the hands, out of play. It is 0-1. Bernal 0-3, a 5.4 ERA, 28 hits, and 23 in a third inning, 7 walks, 25 strikeouts. A 289 opponent average, the 0-1 nearly hits Triana with the breaking ball. Down and in, it's 1-1. Bernal, 6'1", 194 pounds, just 19 years old. Will turn 20 next month from Mazatlan in the Sinaloa state of Mexico. 1-1. Triana off the end of the barrel this time. And beyond the third base bleachers, it is 1-2. Final line for the starter tonight. Kendry Rojas goes a season-high tying 5. The 1-2. Dips low, 2-2. Gave up 3 runs, just 1 earned on 5 hits. Walked 2, struck out 6. 70 pitches, 47 strikes tonight, a no decision for him. As Triana takes high, it's a full count. Bernal. First appearance for him since last Wednesday. Came on in relief in that Tampa series. The payoff pitch, and Triana another foul ball. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in 2 2/3 innings. No walks and 3 Ks. He's given up 7 earned and 7 and a third innings so far in his first 2 appearances in May. Time called at home plate. But to continue our look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, only a couple other things to update you on here in this sixth inning. The payoff pitch, Triana. Soft ground ball to second. Down on it is Rivas, and the sidearm throw in time, 2 down. Couple of ground ball outs to start the sixth for Bernal. Blake Dunn now in left field digs in. Fouled out to first his last time, has also walked tonight. Double A Chattanooga trailing the Tennessee Smokies 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth. First real tough start of the season for Andrew Abbott. His second double-A start, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings. First pitch to Dunn, off the hands to short. To his left, Pinto, throw in time. And the side retired on 3 ground balls in the sixth. Bernal retires Daytona on 10 pitches to the seventh. 3 all-star score here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Franco, third inning of relief for him. And the first pitch of the inning grounded foul on the third baseline by Gabriel Martinez. It is 0-1. Martinez, 1-for-3 tonight. RBI single in the first inning. Since then, a couple of fly balls to center. Blue Jays and Tortugas tied at 3. Daytona's taken the first two games of this set. The 0-1 breaks outside, 1-1. Now one missing low, down and out of the zone, 2-1. Only the scores in Dayton we have failed to get to you so far tonight. Dayton playing a doubleheader today at home against the Quad Cities River Bandits, Royals affiliate. That one down and away, 3-1, where our video coordinator, David Mandelberg, spent last season at Iowa. 3-1. Bounced foul towards the third base dugout, full count. Dayton walked off in 8 innings in game one, 6-5. Alan Cerda. The bases loaded, RBI single to win it, and score is former Tortuga teammate Ellie De La Cruz. Payoff pitch, struck him out on the fastball. Up and away at 94, and Franco has his fifth strikeout tonight. One away in the seventh inning for Rainer Nunez. Nunez 0-for-3, a ground out to short, and a pair of strikeouts. Joey Votto made a rehab start, 3 at-bats at first base, leading off, walked and struck out, was 0-for. Alan Cerda heating up, also hit a 2-run homer in that ballgame, his 6th. That outside, 1-0. De La Cruz, Torres, Hines, Wolforth, Cerda, Justice Thompson, Ashton Creel, all Tortuga alums in the lineup today in game one as Franco misses down and in, 2-0. Bryce Bonin made the start, handed off to Jake Gozo. 2-0. Nunez looks at a strike. It is 2-1. They're supposed to play a second game right now, but they are delayed due to rain. At Day Air Ballpark, 2-1. Ground ball to short. Couple bounces for Steiger. Low throw and a nice forehand pick by Ibarra. Towards the home plate, side of the bag, 2 down. Andriel Sotolongo will try and spark a 2-out rally for the Blue Jays. 1-for-3 with a base hit and an RBI. Since then has struck out in line to right. Base is empty, 2 out in the top of the seventh inning. And Franco's first pitch, a hard ground ball to second. Staying down on it, Callahan, throw in time. And Jose Franco works a 1-2-3, top half of the seventh. Needed just 11 pitches to do it. Time to get up and stretch out those arms and legs. Tied at 3, 9-1-2, due up for Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Daytona looking to regain the lead. Tied at three, Astudillo, Steiger, Callahan. 9-1 and 2 due up against Yonatan Bernal. Out for his second inning of relief tonight. Blue Jays, two runs in the first, one in the sixth. Daytona, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. And Astudillo batting from the left-hand side against the righty. Takes low for ball one. Astudillo has singled and grounded out to short tonight, the 1-0. And Astudillo, a fly ball to left. Waiting on it now, backpedaling a bit is Santiago. And makes the catch over his left shoulder, one out. Back to the top of the order, and Gus Steiger, 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts tonight, has also flied out to center. Bernal from the first base side of the mound, and the first pitch to Gus. This is the outer half. It is 1-0. Bernal a step back now, the 1-0. Steiger shows bunt, pulls back. And Bernal misses off the plate away, 2-0. It's an interesting story from a couple days ago, and it was interesting largely because of a follow-up comment as Steiger takes a strike, 2-1. If you remember a couple weeks ago, Chris Woodward, the Rangers manager, after losing on a walk-off home run, complained about the dimensions at Yankee Stadium. This is soft ground ball to second, charging in Rivas, and on the run, overhand throw in time, two out. Now Tyler Callahan has singled to center. Reached on an error and struck out his last time up, 1-3. But he complained about the dimensions of Yankee Stadium, calling it a little league field. But the Yankees have subsequently complained about the dimensions that have changed at Camden Yards in Baltimore as Callahan strokes one to right but got underneath it. Back end to his left, Martinez in front of the warning track for the catch to retire the side. We'll pick up that story in the eighth inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona, tied at three, headed to the business end of this ball game. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, three all game. Jose Franco back to work for Daytona. Santiago, Cardona, and Hernandez, 6-7 and 8-2 up for the Blue Jays. Santiago 0-2 has struck out, grounded out, and walked. Score the tying run back in the sixth inning. And he takes low for ball one, 1-0. A healthy swing and a miss. It is 1-1. Talking about that story about the complaints about the new dimensions at Camden Yards as Santiago will pop up into shallow center. Calling for it, the second baseman now, Braylon Meniere.
And he will make the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. Tyler Callahan, as expected again tonight as a part of his progression plan, out after seven innings tonight. Braylon Meunier has come in, will play at second base. Bat in the two spot the rest of the way tonight. Base is empty, one out for Hugo Cardona. And he watches that miss up 1-0. But Aaron Judge hit a couple of home runs on Tuesday night, and the ballpark held what could have been the third. That one out of play, right-hand side, 1-1. Judge told MLB.com after the game on Tuesday he was upset about the new dimensions as Cardona can't connect. Fastball at 93, 1-2. Saying the redesigned ballpark is, quote, a travesty and, quote, just looks like a creative park now. Like it's MLB The Show, 1-2. This one reached for and a sliding catch by Ibarra towards the first baseline. He'll step on the bag anyway just in case. But a nice diving play by Rubin records the second out in the eighth. Now it is Homer Hernandez. 1-for-3. Has struck out, singled last inning. But the interesting part about it was Trey Mancini and his comments as Hernandez swings and misses 0-1. He said to the Baltimore Sun that nobody likes the new dimensions. No hitters like it. Is that one down and away, 1-1? Myself included. Judge's first inning ball traveled 399 feet. Would have been a home run in every other ballpark as this foul ball comes up and hits the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake. That is three straight series in which the home plate umpire has been injured by either a foul ball or a pitch itself. And Westlake walking it out around the batter's circle. Josh Hobson, the Daytona trainer, out to take a look at him. And the count 1-2 on Hernandez with the bases empty and two out in the eighth. As Westlake with his hands on his knees and back up walking towards home plate right now. But Judge's ball would have been a home run in every other ballpark. Only Camden Yards was able to hold it as Westlake continues to walk it off. They changed the dimensions, particularly in left field. It was pushed back about 30 feet. The height of the fence raised 5 feet from 7 to 12. One of the interesting stats in this article about the complaint is the massive change from the results from last year to this year in Baltimore. 1-2 to Hernandez. Fouled out of play. We'll do it again. Last year, 4.5% of all plate appearances at Camden ended in a home run, which is the highest in baseball. Out of play, 1-2. Doesn't exactly fit into Chris Woodward's description of Yankee Stadium either. But this year, just 1.8%. of plate appearances have left the yard as this one comes up and hits Hernandez on the left elbow. And he's in some pain. And the ball rolled out past the mound. Steiger picked it up and underhanded it to first just in case that ball glanced off the bat. But Hernandez is hurt outside the batter's circle a little bit of the ways up the third base line and his legs writhing in pain. Blue Jays training staff out of the dugout. They don't provide the names on their roster. Third base coach Danny Canellis came down to take a look. Donnie Murphy, the manager, out as well. But Hernandez hit on the left elbow with a 1-2 pitch. And so Dunedin will have the go-ahead run on with two out. In the eighth inning for Jose Rivas, it certainly looks like Hernandez will not continue tonight. Someone has put on a helmet towards the far end of the Blue Jays first base dugout. And as we were saying, 4.5% of plate appearances last year at Camden were home runs. This year, 1.8% have left the yard. It went from being the highest percentage in Major League Baseball to now the fifth fewest of any stadium in Major League Baseball. Hernandez sitting up a little bit now. Legs straight as they look at that left arm. Still up the third base line. Camden Yards last year allowed more home runs than any other ballpark. While Baltimore gave up 155 home runs last year at home, the most in the majors and the third most ever by a team in one season. But Mancini, with a lot of home runs at home last year, does not have one through the early going in this season. Hernandez still sitting up along the third base line. That's the second delay we've had here in the top of the eighth inning after Chad Westlake was hit with a foul ball earlier in this at-bat. There's only four Oriole hitters who have homered to left field this year. Robinson Chirinos, Ryan Mountcastle, Anthony Santander, and Austin Hayes. But the irony in all of this is the only game of the series the Orioles won as Hernandez shaking out his left arm back up to his feet. And Hernandez, see what happens. There was somebody with a helmet on up the first base line, but Hernandez is heading over to first base. He's able to flex that left arm. Ruben Navarro, the first baseman for Daytona, checking in on him. So Hernandez will stay in the game after that scary play. And the inning continues for Jose Rivas. We'll see how Franco handles this little hiatus. Rivas 1-for-3 with a base hit. And he's out in front of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. But the Orioles won the only game of their series against the Yankees this afternoon because Anthony Santander had a three-run home run over that very left field fence. Now one outside, 1-1. It was the Orioles' first walk-off home run, ironically, in 3 years. One on, two out, tied at three here in the top of the eighth inning. A 1-1. And Rivas looks at a strike 1-2. Daytona in the bottom of the eighth will have 3, 4, and 5. Allen, Hendrick, and Ibarra. A 1-2. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Bounces off the plate. Astudillo throws down to complete the K. And the side retired. In the eighth inning, no runs, no hits because of the hit. Batter, one left. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Still tied, three apiece on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We'll be right back.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona looking to regain the lead, tied at three. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Jay Allen the second, Austin Hendrick, Ruben Ibarra. The 3-2 up for Daytona in the bottom of the eighth inning. Javian Sandridge up and throwing down the left field line. Looks like he'll come in for Franco in the ninth. Allen 1-for-2 as walked and doubled. Came around to score to tie the game back in the fifth inning. Bernal out for his third inning of relief, and his first pitch, a breaking ball, nearly hits Allen after showing bunt. But able to spin out of the way, it is 1-0. Just past the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the 1-0 pitch. Allen shows bunt again. And this time it clips the outside corner, much to Jay's dismay, 1-1. Daytona took the lead with two in the fifth. Blue Jays tied it with a run in the sixth as Allen takes down and away, 2-1. American flag out in center field, blowing straight out a little bit right now. The 2-1. This is the outer half, 3-1. Allen has phenomenal speed. 16 stolen bases to lead the team this year. Third in the FSL coming into play tonight. Now the 3-1. Allen takes high, coming out of his crouches, Hernandez to get it. And he's aboard with a go-ahead run to start the eighth inning. Leadoff walk to Jay Allen. And now it'll be Austin Hendrick stepping up for the first time tonight. Hendrick pinch ran for O'Gwynn back in that fifth inning. Came around to score on the error that gave Daytona a brief 3-2 advantage. Hendrick hitting at 214 in 32 games, 25 for 117. Righty against lefty, and Hendrick swings, a drive, deep right field, and all Martinez can do is turn and watch that one land on the tennis courts. Austin Hendrick, his seventh home run of the year to match his total from last season. Already here on May the 19th, RBIs 20 and 21, and Daytona back in front. They lead 5-3 in the eighth. And a bear hug for Jay and Austin as they celebrate at home. A pair of first round picks deliver the lead. His first home run since the last homestand, and there was zero doubt. Ruben Ibarra steps up 0-for-3 tonight. Reached on an error that brought in the go-ahead run in the fifth. And he takes a called strike at his 0-1. The 0-1, Ibarra ground ball up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Absolutely demolished by Austin Hendrick. He does not hit very many cheapies. The 0-2 got him to swing over the top of a breaking ball. And Ibarra down on strikes for the first out in the eighth inning. One away for Stephen Layton. 0-for-3. Reached on an error. And scored back in the fourth. Has also flied out to right and grounded out to short. Righty against righty. First pitch to the third baseman is a line drive center field. That one's going to dunk in for a base hit. Charging in to throw in is Salinas. And Stephen Layton aboard with a one-out knock. Third man to reach base in the inning. Here's Michelle Triana. RBI double that got Daytona on the board in the fourth. Has also struck out and grounded out to second base. Two runs in on the Hendrick home run. Daytona now with a two-run advantage. Bernal leaning in over that front left leg for the sign. The first pitch to Michelle, buried in the dirt, down and in. It is 1-0.
Leighton leads off of first. Third baseman Cardona backing off the line. The 1-0. And that one down by the shoelaces for Triana. Count 2-0. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, Javian Sandridge will come on. It'll be the top of the Blue Jays' order. Pinto, Salinas, and Martinez. Righty, lefty, righty. The 2-0. And Triana sends it to the screen. It is 2-1. There's other baseball news that came out earlier today. Not great news if you're a Mets fan. Max Scherzer will be out 6 to 8 weeks with an oblique strain. 2-1. And Triana watches that miss low and in. 3-1 as a left-hander begins the throw out in right for Dunedin. Scherzer removed himself from his start last night with two outs in the sixth. After feeling soreness on his left side, was hoping to prevent a more serious injury. Runner goes, pitch inside, ball four. So two on and one out as Daytona looks for more insurance. It's the left fielder Blake Dunn who will step up. Dunn 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Has also fouled out and grounded to short. As Drew Hayes will again appear from the Blue Jays' first base dugout. But Scherzer said he felt a zing on his left side, knew he was done. When I felt it, I knew that there was no way you could throw another pitch or just get out of there. And Scherzer, a guy who was very healthy through the early portion of his career. He's been on the injured list now 6 times in his career, 4 of which have come since the start of the 2019 season. And 5 of the 6 have come over the last 5 years, dating back to 2017. Signed a 3-year, $130 million contract. And there is a chance he comes back around the same time as Jacob DeGrom. That would be a perfect scenario for Met fans. But Scherzer landing on the IL today with an oblique strain, missed time last year with inflammation in his groin, had back and shoulder issues in 2019, and a neck problem in 2017. 2-1, 1-out, 2-in for Daytona in the eighth as time called. Leighton at second, Triana at first, and time called again. Second time, the right-hander Bernal has stepped off. And another one will draw a balk to advance the runners to second and third. Got to be aware of that. First pitch to Dunn. And that one, a cue ball up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Apparently, Buck Showalter, the Mets manager today, said that he was dealing with multiple blisters on his pitching hand over his last two starts. Says Dunn a ground ball to third, could be two. Cardona on his second for one, relay to first, not in time. Dunn beats it out. And so the inning continues with runners at the corners for Wilfred Astudillo. Dunn's speed keeps the inning alive. On the 5-4 fielder's choice. Astudillo 1-for-3 with a base hit. Has also grounded to short and flied out to left. Righty sets at the shoulders. Bernal's first pitch gets away from the catcher. Coming to the plate, Leighton, and will score an insurance run standing up. The second goes done, a wild pitch from Bernal, and it's a 6-3 Daytona lead in the eighth. Just what the doctor ordered. And that's why Dunn's hustle of the first baseline was so important, as it allows Daytona to snare an extra run, and he moves into scoring position as well. 1-0 on the switch hitting catcher from Barcelona, Venezuela. 1-0, and Astudillo fouls it through the legs of the catcher, Hernandez. It is 1-1. Daytona, three runs in on two hits in this eighth inning. Break a 3-all tie and take a 6-3 advantage. Bernal's 1-1. And Astudillo watches that bounce. Count now 2-1. Top of the lineup, and Gus Steiger waiting on deck. Astudillo, the seventh man to bat for Daytona in the inning. Shortstop Pinto holds on the runner at second, done. Here's the 2-1. And Astudillo, a ground ball. Fair! Over the first base bag and off the wall in front of the Bud bullpen. Dunnell scores standing up. Astudillo to second, standing with an RBI double. His fourth RBI of the season. Daytona has hung a four spot on the board in the eighth, and they take a 7-3 lead. Astudillo with his second double of the season. Just kept it over the first base bag and past the diving glove of Sotolongo. And what a big inning for Daytona. Steiger, the eighth man to bat, 0-4 tonight. Rounded out to second his last time, and he swings a line drive. That's down a base hit in the center field. They're going to wave Astudillo around. Here comes a throw by Salinas, cut off by the mound by Sotolongo. RBI base hit, Gus Steiger, his 12th RBI of the year, making a 5-run inning and an 8-3 advantage. And the Tortugas have now batted around here in this eighth inning. The ninth man to come to bat in the form of Braylon Menier. And now Donnie Murphy out of the first base dugout. And he will pull the plug on Yonatan Bernal here tonight. Got off to a great start, two shutout innings, but could not escape Daytona's offense in the eighth. Left-hander coming on, one on, two out, five in. 8-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Jays as Daytona has scored five times in the eighth. It is the left-hander Soeni Martinez to try and get the Blue Jays out of this troublesome eighth inning. Daytona five runs in. Not their biggest scoring inning of the year. They had a 7-run frame against the Mets in the opening series of the campaign. Braylon Menier is the batter, his first at-bat tonight. 6-4, his first 20. A 300 average, three extra base hits, two homers, three RBIs. Clocked a solo shot in the eighth inning last night. And Martinez misses up and in for ball one. Martinez making his seventh appearance of the year. No record at 4.32 ERA. Four hits in eight and a third innings, 10 walks, 15 strikeouts, a 138 opponent average, the 1-0. And this one driven in the air to left. Back goes Santiago to the warning track at the wall, and that one is off the manual scoreboard. Braylon Menier has homered in back-to-back at-bats. One to right, one to left, his third home run of the season.
Now it has matched the biggest run scoring inning for Daytona this season. A 7-run frame and a 10-3 eighth inning lead. When you're hot, you're hot. And Braylon Meniere is hot. Third home run, RBIs 4 and 5. And Jay Allen will come to bat for the second time in the inning. Started this rally with a walk against Bernal to begin the inning. The first pitch to Jay, down and in, ball one. 7 runs on 5 hits and 2 home runs in this eighth inning. The 1-0. And Allen looks at a called strike, 1-1. What a turnaround and an explosion on this thirsty Thursday night as Allen bats after his team has hung a touchdown. Outside 2-1. It's been one of the things noticed a lot on the road, especially going to St. Lucie and the Jupiter area, right around where Jay played his high school ball at John Carroll. And every time I hear people talking about Jay, it's never about his baseball exploits. It's about a Hail Mary he threw as a quarterback, the different legendary football games he played under center for John Carroll. Had some offers to play as a quarterback and a baseball player in D1 as Allen lifts one to center, got underneath it. Salinas comes in, now drifting back, and now makes the catch over his right shoulder to end the inning. But Daytona explodes, 7 runs on 5 hits, and nobody left on base. We go to the ninth, Daytona 10 and Dunedin 3. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Started warming up, it was a tie game. After Hendricks' home run, he thought he was going to have a save opportunity. And now he comes into a 7-run game here in the top of the ninth inning. Adrian Pinto will lead off against Sandridge here in the ninth. And the lefty's first pitch, a line drive left field down in front of Dunn for a base hit. 5 strong plate appearances. From Adrian Pinto tonight, the diminutive second baseman. A walk, a stolen base, a sack bunt, a double, an RBI single, and another single here to begin the ninth inning. Now it's Roque Salinas, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Struck out his last time against Franco in the sixth. Lefty deals. This one a foul ball behind the plate, 0-1. Sandridge, 6'3", 235 pounds, 23 years old, from Hagerstown, Maryland.
signed by the Reds as a minor league free agent last year. Runner not being held on at first, as this one line is center. Over to his left is Allen. He'll get there to make the catch, one out in the ninth. That brings up Gabriel Martinez, one for four with a base hit. And an RBI, struck out his last time in the seventh. Numbers for Javian so far this summer, his eighth appearance, 0-1 record, a 2.35 ERA. One save, four hits in seven and two-thirds innings, nine walks, 12 strikeouts, a 1.43 opponent average. Lefty against the righty batter, and this one pulled on the ground foul. Towards Daytona's bullpen, it is 0-1. Sandridge pitching for the first time since last week in Clearwater. Pitched in that game on Saturday night, gave up an unearned run. Walked one, struck out two. As this one fouled in the air and out of play, it's 0-2. Through a scoreless, or through an inning in that ball game at BayCare Ballpark. The 0-2. This one a ground ball to first. Ibarra fields, throws on a second. Steiger, did he keep his foot on the back? No, back to first, not in time. Ibarra's throw was to the right field side of second base. Steiger, who's made a couple of awesome picks at second this year, could not keep his foot on the bag as he made the catch. And so the Blue Jays have two on and one out for Rainer Nunez. There'll be a throwing error on Ibarra on the fielder's choice. Lefty comes home, and Nunez looks at a strike 0-1. Nunez 0 for 4 tonight, a couple of groundouts to short, and a pair of strikeouts as well. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Daytona a 10-3 lead. This one line in the left for a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Pinto. Dunn will cut off and throw in towards third base. Nearly gets away, but Layton able to track it down. Nunez with his 24th RBI. And the Blue Jays have picked up a run in the ninth. It is 10-4. Martinez stopped at second. Adriel Sotolongo, one for four tonight with a base hit. Rounded out to second is last trip as Sandridge steps off. Juan Sostadio to go through the signs again. 0-1. Rather the first pitch, excuse me. Annual scoreboard never updated as they work to put the runs up on the board. Now one low, 1-0. Martinez at second, Nunez at first, the 1-0. That one on the inner half, 1-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead at game four of this series tomorrow evening. 1-1. This one a bouncer towards third. Fielded by Layton. Drops the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. The second error of the inning, and the Blue Jays now have them loaded. Layton was looking to make that throw to second before he had it in his hand. And the ball just came rolling out. And Daytona, who entered play today, third in the league in fielding percentage. Some ill-timed mishaps defensively here in this ninth inning. Now it's Glenn Santiago, and he takes low for ball one. All of a sudden, tying run in the hole for the Blue Jays. 1-0. That one bounces past Ostadio into the backstop. A 55-foot pitch as Martinez scores. Nunez to third, Sotolongo to second. And it is now a 10-5 game. Sandridge and Ostadio. A brief conversation out in front of home plate before Javian returns to the mound. So a couple of runs in for Dunedin in this ninth inning. Second and third now with one out. A base hit can make this a three-run game. A 2-0. This one, a ground ball towards third. Leighton, nice field on the short hop. Throw to first in time, two out. Scoring from third is Nunez. To third goes Sotolongo. It's the fourth RBI of the season for Glenn Santiago, and now the Tortugas one out away. Hugo Cardona now the last line of defense for the Blue Jays tonight. Cardona 1-for-3. Base hit to right his first time. Walked since then. A strikeout and a line out to first. Lefty deals and a late swing and a miss at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Blue Jays three runs in here in this ninth inning on a couple of hits and errors. The 0-1. Below the knees, 1-1. Good chance a lot of these runs, if not all of them, against Javian will be unearned because of the errors. A 1-1. That one over the head of Astudillo just sailed right over his head. Might have gotten crossed up, but because that ball banged off the padded wall so hard, the runner at third base, Sotolongo, stays put, and the count is 2-1. Don't know what happened there with Wilford. Just didn't get his glove up quick enough. 10-6 Daytona, man at third, two out in the top of the ninth. Sandridge, the 2-1. Rounded up the third baseline. Foul ball, and the Tortugas are now one strike away. Over 1,300 fans have made their way to the Jack on this Thursday night. Looking for one more strike so they can party even more. The 2-2. Line down the right field line, curling towards the roof of the Bud bullpen and on to the awning. And so those rowdy fans will now have the souvenir. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Omer Hernandez, the catcher, waiting on deck. Sotolongo reached on the error. He is at third base. The 2-2 foul ball. Back behind the dish. Do it again at 2-2. Blue Jays have scored three times in this inning. An RBI ground out, an RBI single, and a wild pitch. Sandridge at the belt, another 2-2. That one high, it's a full count. Daytona seven runs in the eighth inning. Book ended with two-run home runs by Austin Hendrick and Braylon Meunier. Now trying to close it out. The payoff pitch. Another one fouled aside. Four foul balls. And this at-bat from Hugo Cardona. Jeffrey Sierra, the outfield coach, relaying signals to his outfielders for positioning. Another 3-2. Got him swinging. Oh, no. Drop by Astudillo. Cardona grabbed a piece of that. And the Blue Jays get another chance. This pitch will be the 10th of this at-bat. The 3-2. Got him looking. Strike three, and you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. A breaking ball at the letters, and he's punched out by the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake, as Daytona utilizes a seven-run eighth inning to knock off the Blue Jays. They have won three in a row and have taken the first three games of this series as they win it tonight by a final of 10-6. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Daytona, a little bit of Austin Powers and a Braylon bomb to get themselves a third straight victory to open up this two-week homestand. Back with a happy recap after these messages. Daytona 10, Dunedin 6. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There will be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms and will be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend with Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Catching up with our awesome press box crew as they leave the Jack tonight. Daytona left the ballpark a couple of times in the eighth inning as they rode that to a 10-6 victory over the Dunedin Blue Jays here on this Thursday evening. Justin Rock back with you here on the Recap Report. Daytona improving to 16-20 with the win. Blue Jays dropped to 14-22 with the loss. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. It was the right-hander Sam Benscooter against lefty Kendry Rojas to start the night. Blue Jays got off to a good beginning. Adrian Pinto led off with a walk, stole second base, and after an infield hit by Roque Salinas brought him to third, Gabriel Martinez singled to left to give the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead. After Rainer Nunez struck out, Adriel Sotolongo picked up a base hit to left. That brought in another run, made it 2-0, and after Glenn Santiago struck out, Hugo Cardona singled to right. Runner Martinez came around third, tried to score, but Blake Dunn threw him out. And so it remained 2-0 after one. Stayed a 2-0 game into the fourth inning. That's when Daytona was able to get on the board with one out. Steven Layton reached on an error by the third baseman Cardona, and on the very next pitch, Michelle Triana ripped a double down the right field line and off the wall. Layton came around to score, and that brought Daytona within a run. It was 2-1. In the fifth, it was a two-out rally that allowed Daytona to take their first lead of the night. Jay Allen got his hands in and ripped a double down the left field line and then scored on a base hit to left by Jamal O'Gwin, who would advance to second on a throwing error by the left fielder on the toss home. O'Gwin was then pinch run for by Austin Hendrick. Trainer never came out, so not sure what the deal was with O'Gwin being lifted. But then Ruben Ibarra hit a ground ball to third base. The throw across the diamond got away from Sotolongo. That allowed Hendrick, who was now the runner at second, to come around and score. Ibarra was thrown out trying to advance to third on the error. But Daytona had taken a 3-2 lead. Dunedin did not allow them to hold that lead for long in the top of the sixth inning. Glenn Santiago led off with a walk with one out. Omar Hernandez singled down the right field line. That allowed Santiago to advance to third, and after Jose Rivas struck out, Adrian Pinto grounded a single through the right side. That tied the game at 3. Daytona, though, in the bottom of the eighth, put a stamp on this contest. Leading off the inning, Jay Allen walked on 5 pitches, and on the very first pitch Austin Hendrick saw tonight, he slammed a 2-run home run off by the tennis courts in right field, his 7th home run of the year, gave Daytona a 5-3 lead. After Ruben Ibarra struck out, Steven Layton singled, Michelle Triano walked, and then Blake Dunn hit a ground ball to third. It looked like Dunedin might turn 2. But they were only able to get the out at second base as Dunn beat the relay throw to first. And so Daytona had men at the corners and 2 out. A wild pitch with Wilfred Astudillo at the plate brought home a run, made it 6-3. Then Astudillo doubled down the right field line over the first base bag, brought home Dunn, made it 7-3. Gus Steiger picked up a base hit to center, chased in another tally, made it an 8-3 contest. And on the second pitch, Braylon Meniere saw it tonight. He blasted a home run off the manual scoreboard in left field. His 3rd of the year, his 2nd in as many days, made it a 10-3 Tortugas lead. Blue Jays in the 9th would rally, scored 3 runs. Adrian Pinto led off with a single, would advance to 2nd on a throwing error on a fielder's choice. 1st and 2nd, 1 out, then Rainer Nunez, single to left, made it 10-4. A wild pitch allowed another run to score, made it a 10-5 game. A throwing error, or a fielding error by Layton, extended an at-bat with Sotolongo, and then Glenn Santiago had an RBI ground out, made it 10-6, but Hugo Cardona struck out looking on the 10th pitch he saw from Javian Sandridge, as Daytona hangs on and wins tonight by a final of 10-6. Winning pitcher Jose Franco is first of the year. He's now 1-1. Gives up 1 run on 3 hits in 4 innings. Walked 2, struck out 6. Loss goes to Yonatan Bernal. Drops to 0-4. Gave up 6 runs all earned on 4 hits in 2 and 2/3 innings. Walked 2 and struck out 1. Final line score tonight. Dunedin 6 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They left 10 tonight. Daytona 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 5. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,393. Let's take a look across the FSL on this Thursday night. As we mentioned earlier, Clearwater and Fort Myers did not play today because they had a doubleheader yesterday because they were hosting a graduation this evening. Lakeland beat Jupiter 7-1. St. Lucie, another victory. They topped Tampa 7-5. And Bradenton beats Palm Beach 4-0. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Reds win the battle for the Ohio Cup. They beat the Cleveland Guardians 4-2. Bottom of the ninth in Louisville, or actually for Louisville, in Nashville against the Sounds Brewers affiliate. That one tied at 1. Top of the eighth inning, Double A Chattanooga on the road against the Tennessee Smokies Cubs affiliate. They are behind 9-5. High A Dayton was supposed to play a doubleheader today. They won game one in eight innings on a walk-off base hit by Tortuga alum Alan Cerda. Game two was rained out, so they will try to play two again tomorrow, starting probably as well around 5:35. As for Major League Baseball, a very abbreviated schedule on this Thursday. Orioles walk off the Yankees 9-6 on a three-run Anthony Santander home run. Padres shut out the Phillies 2-0. It was the Mets walking off the Cardinals 7-6 and 10 on the Pete Alonso home run. White Sox best the Royals 7-4. Bottom seven in Boston, it's the Red Sox 6 and the Mariners 4. Bottom six in Chicago, the Diamondbacks leading the Cubs 3-1. And they are halfway home in Houston going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Astros a 2-1 lead on the Rangers. Framber Valdez against Glenn Otto Jr. Our series continues tomorrow, our first Margaritaville night of the season. First 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian T-shirt giveaway, specialty uniforms, Friday night happy hour, and live music on the Riverwalk pregame by Mike and Vin. You get your tickets, 386-257-3172, or log on at DaytonaTortugas.com. Gates open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50, leading up to that 7:05 first pitch right here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That'll do it for us here tonight as Daytona takes their third straight to open this homestand with a 10-6 victory over Dunedin. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Jack as the Tortugas win their third straight over the Blue Jays 10-6. We hope to have you with us again for Margaritaville night tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your thirsty Thursday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.